pretty tough game, actually. And you were quite aware of a lot of booing going on, as happens in the games and stuff, when they disagree with your decisions. And that's fine. That's part of the game. And I shouldn't be taken away from the game. But I wasn't aware then about some of the homophobic and racial abuse that was shouted at me until actually I read the article, or I was wrong yesterday, that somebody in the crowd had sent a letter in to the Guardian, and then obviously it was made aware to me then. So obviously when you're refereeing the game like that in 85,000 people, you don't hear the comments that are shouted, and that's pretty much just as well at times, I think. So it was brought to attention of myself and other people then by this person who needs to be commended, really, because that's the only way we can stamp this homophobic and racial abuse out in sport, is by, I can't do nothing on it on the pitch, you know, and the likes of the people who come out to break down barriers like Gareth Thomas and stuff as well. We can't do about nothing about that. It's got to be done by the people who are standing around these people and telling them, hey, hang on, you know, that's not acceptable. And I'm bringing the attention of stewards or to the governing bodies of the game so that we can clamp this minority out to the game, because the minority they are, but obviously they do bring a bad name to the sport then.
Do you expect more from a rugby crowd, specifically a rugby crowd than a football crowd? No, I mean,
yeah,
it shouldn't happen anywhere, but...
I don't want to take the moral high ground here in rugby, because, you know, football, in all fairness to football, they've done a lot over the years to deal with these abusers in the crowd, and they just basically chuck them out of the stadium and they're banned from the stadium. So football has done a lot of work to tidy it up, but there obviously is more of a minority in football than is rugby. But it is creeping into rugby, and unfortunately. You know, there is an element in rugby now that doesn't sort of hold up those true cultural values that rugby has upheld over the years so well, and I think that we've got to deal with these issues, because in the type of game, the physical, hard game that rugby is, we cannot have rugby going. Rugby is about respect on and off the field, players respect to each other, respect to the officials and respect between spectators when they can sit next door to each other in a stadium, and rugby cannot lose that value of respect, because if we go down that route of losing it, then the sport is going to be in a very, very sad place.
Are you pleased that the RFU are looking into this, that they're going to have an inquiry? They seem to be taking it seriously.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised they are, because in all fairness to the RFU, they're good people up in the RFU there, and you know they will take this seriously, and they will deal with it, no doubt, if they can find out who the perpetrators are. So it's important to stop this now from getting any bigger and any bigger problem in the game. You know, as a referee, it's not nice. So when I hear stuff like this getting back to me, and if I was telling you, listen, it doesn't get me down, it doesn't affect me, I'd be lying. It does get you. But as a referee, there's something built inside you that enables you to deal with this or put it one side and get on with things, because if I wasn't able to do that, I wouldn't be able to do this job. But there are a lot of people out there who are struggling with who they are, you know, players, spectators, everybody who's struggling sometimes with who they are and becoming who they are. And then when they hear stuff like this coming on, you know, it does a lot of damage to the good work that people have done in breaking down barriers, not only in society, but in sport as well, in making sport accessible for all and making it a safe environment for all to enjoy. And rugby in particular has shown the way like that in previous years.
What would you like done to those who, if they can find who was shouting what?
I mean, you know, it's difficult to say when you haven't heard what's been said, you know, and I think we've got to be a bit of common sense here as well. There is a room for banter and a bit of leg pulling as part of the occasion of rugby and any other sport. It always has been, and as long as that line hasn't crossed, you know, there needs to be a place for that in sport. But when it crosses the line of what becoming unacceptable, then it has to be dealt with, and dealt with firmly. And, you know, I would think that wherever these people are and whatever they shout, there has been pretty bad for this person to get to this effort and stand up to these people, which he needs to be commended for, and send a letter in and say that, you know, that he's heard nothing like it before, and has his son as well who was with him. And, you know, if they can find out these perpetrators, then yes, they need to be dealt with and banned from, as simple as that, just banned from the game and banned from the stadium, you know, because we don't need louts like that in the minority in rugby or in any sport for that matter.
Could it ever become a me or them situation, Nigel? Might you do something, walk away, or at least withhold your services if it isn't dealt with?
I wouldn't say that I would withhold my services, that it's not dealt with. You know, I'm sure I have total faith in the RFU and the WIU have been so supportive of me over there. I wouldn't be able to be who I am today and referee at the level I am if I hadn't had the support of the people and the, within the WIU and the WIU itself. You know, and I owe a lot of gratitude to them for that. And I'm sure the RFU will do all they can. It's not a case of me saying, listen, if you don't do anything about it, I'm going to withhold my services. But it does get a time sometimes, you know, that you're thinking to myself, you know, do I really need this? You know, do I need my father, my family and stuff? Do I need them to go through and read about this again and hear all this again? Do I need it myself? And it gets a time when it gets you down, you think, you know, God, you know, maybe enough is enough. But, you've got to pick up again and get on with it and deal with it and hope that the other people, like this person in the crowd, you know, stand up to these minority and we get them out of the sport.